thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast again. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And today, we're finishing up the story of the woman at the well from John chapter 4. We've been looking at this story for the past couple weeks. And let me start by giving just a quick recap of where we've been. Jesus and his disciples were on their way back to Galilee. But on their way home, Jesus purposely passed through the town of Samaria. And he sat down at the well in the center of the town by himself. He sent his disciples off to find them, to find food for them. And as he's sitting there, this Samaritan woman walks by, and she's come there to draw water. And Jesus asked this woman for a drink. And she was shocked that this Jewish man was speaking to her. And Jesus responds to her in verse 10 of chapter 4, and he says this. He said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." And they begin to dialogue back and forth. And she says, "Sir, give me this living water so that I won't be thirsty again. So I don't have to come here day after day to draw more and more water." But as they're having this conversation, Jesus then turns it on her. And he begins to bring up her past, her failed relationships, her failed marriages, these men that she had placed her hope in and had continued to be disappointed by. And watch how she responds to his comments. She says, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet, and our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." So she immediately starts to deflect from the conversation because she doesn't want to let her guard down. She doesn't want to let Jesus in. She doesn't want to talk about these painful areas from her past. But Jesus doesn't back away. He keeps pressing in, but not with judgment, not with condemnation. Jesus meets her in the middle of her brokenness, in the middle of her shame, with truth and with grace. He's breaking through her defenses. He's offering her a new and better way to live. And he says this to her in verse 21. He says, "Woman, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks." He's saying, look, there's going to be a new way to relate to God. It won't be about a religious system. It won't be about a particular place of worship. No, it's now going to be about a person. And the woman responds to Jesus and she says, "I know that the Messiah called the Christ is coming. When he does, he will explain everything to us." You see, this woman believed in the promised Messiah. And she longed for the day that he would come to rescue them. He would come and he would explain everything to them. He would make it clear to them. She was waiting for this Messiah. And then Jesus tells her this. He says, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he. I am the Messiah. I am the promised one that you've been waiting for." So this woman, she leaves her jar of water there at the well and she rushes back to her town. And she tells these people in her town that she has met the Messiah. She says, "He's told me everything I've ever done." And they followed her back to the well to meet Jesus. And watch what happens when they do. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He has told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them. He stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you have said. Now we have heard for ourselves and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." You know, this woman began her day as this broken woman living in shame, living in the regret of her past and her failed relationships and her failed marriages. But she ended this day as a brand new creation. That day at the well, Jesus transformed her life. And when she encountered Jesus, when she met Jesus, she led the people in her town to experience him as well. She couldn't help but invite those in her life to meet this Jesus who had changed everything about her. And so today, the question I want you to consider is this. If your life has been changed by Jesus, who is he sending you to? Just like this woman who was sent back into her town, who is Jesus sending you to with the good news of what he can do in their life? It could be a friend of yours, it could be a neighbor, a coworker, a family member. But if our life has been changed by Jesus, if we have truly encountered him, we have been sent on mission by God to invite other people to follow Jesus as well, to experience the transforming love and power that we can find in Jesus. And so I want to take a moment today to pray for the people in our life that we desire to come to know Jesus, to have this encounter that can change everything about them. So I'm going to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so Father, we thank you for just what you offer us, that our lives can be transformed, that we can become a brand new creation regardless of our past. Regardless of our brokenness, God, you meet us right in the middle of it and you offer us a new and better life. And Lord, for those of us who have had our life changed by Jesus, my prayer is that we would have a desire to see those in our life experience the same thing. Whether it's a friend, family member, a neighbor, a coworker, whoever it is in our life that doesn't know Jesus, God, that you would just give us a hunger and a desire to see them come to know him. To be sent out to reach those with the good news of salvation through Jesus. And so, Lord, we ask you to work in our lives, to use us. And God, we thank you for what you've done. So in the name of Jesus that we pray, amen.